Hey team, welcome back to another episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast. Hey team, welcome back to another episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast. Today is a different type of episode. We're going to have a sit-down chat to Carlene, Matt and Megan about what it's like to be mature-age students at university. Now, we're doing this as more of a panel style, so Matt is going into his first year of the degree and Carlene and Megan have going into their last couple of years. So Matt's going to ask some questions and we've also got some of our listener questions out there as well to throw at Carlene and Megan and hopefully share each other's experiences. So thanks for coming on, guys. I'd get you guys Thank to you. Introduce each other. So I'll start with Megan and we'll go around from Megan to Matt and then Carlene.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'm Megan. I'm 30 years old. I'm just starting my third year at ECU over in Perth. I was a personal trainer 12 years prior and made the big decision to change career.
That's awesome.
Me in a nutshell.
Very nice. And Matt?
For me, I'm actually turned 39 in 2 weeks. So I'll be studying first year at USC, Sippy Downs campus, predominantly. Before this, I was doing safety, risk management, compliance across retail and construction, various roles. And, yeah, it's time for a change.
Very nice as well. And Carlene?
I don't want to disclose my age. I'm old enough to be Megan's mum, but not quite old enough to be Matt's mum. I have vast experience in the real estate industry, marketing, corporate, and also building sites. So this is a major difference to what I'm used to, but I'm loving it. Now I'm at QUT in Brisbane and at the KG campus.
Very cool. So I thought I'd get into the first question, and that being, I guess, what are the challenges? This is particularly aimed at Megan and Carlene. Of that you guys found going into the degree?
Well, for me, I work full-time. So working full-time, studying full-time, juggling looking after a home, looking after yourself, it's a lot of hard work. So for me, it was just to be able to prioritize what's important to me and what I need to do to get everything done. Even your social life and stuff like that, if your friends are decent, they will understand and they will be there after. The same as for your family, like your family life might fail as well. And that's what I've found.
Yeah, my kids have grown up, so I'm a little bit, lucky that way. I would say the biggest thing was going onto campus and going back into a learning environment. And a different, totally different culture after so many years out working in the real estate industry and even on construction sites. Going back onto a campus was just something that shook me up for about 6 months. But all good. You know, it's a big learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Matt, what are you thinking about that might challenge you going back to university?
For me, it's the first time going to university. So being at orientation early this week, just feeling out of place, I didn't see too many mature ages students in my orientation class, which was a little concerning, but, you know, that's okay. But also too, from the family side of things, so I've got a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old as well. So juggling that, my wife and just trying to make that family, have that family time and fit that in with uni is sort of my two concerns. And also going from something that was quite secure, you know, safety and risk management, to studying and trying to maintain mortgages and that whole adult life you know, bills and things like that. Yeah, continuing that, and yeah, that's probably my concerns.
That's absolutely fair enough. Yeah. So did you want to ask any of those questions you'd prepared?
Yeah, so one of the ones I wrote down was when you were going back, being an older student than the guys and girls straight out of year 12, did you feel out of place when you were on campus, and how did you sort of overcome that or deal with that?
Yeah, I sort of felt out of place. I'm not in that higher age bracket, so I sort of can still build that rapport with the younger kids. I just try and make friends and speak to as many people as you can. You'll find that a lot of them are quite mature entering into paramedicine. They sort of need to be somewhat mature to be doing this sort of degree. It's just getting out there and chatting to the other students and making yourself feel comfortable and listening to other people's stories, because everyone's got a story.
So true. I actually had no problem with the other students. Whether they be 18, 25, 30, it didn't matter to me. They were all people. We were all on the same level.
But that makes a lot of sense. And I guess from the, you know, student perspective of being that little bit younger, you know, you are right. You have to be a little bit more mature, I guess, going into, you know, these types of degrees. And I guess as well on road, it doesn't really matter as a paramedic, because you're going to be dealing with newborns, teenagers, you know, up into your patients that are very elderly. So being able to communicate and connect with people is quite important. And I guess that'd be, I guess, a challenge that would be worth overcoming as well.
Yeah, I think put that aside, you know, they're just people. They're people. Everybody's a person. And yeah, that you will learn so much from the 18, 19 year old students, and as Megan said, they're quite mature.
We all, you know, did the work, we all got into the course, we're all there for that common purpose. So it's yeah, it should be a good time, but it's just getting that, you know, if I was the only one feeling that way about being in there with the younger crowd, that's all.
Yeah, the young ones can help out with the technology when we don't know how to use a computer properly.
True. They're brilliant in group assignments.
So one of the questions from one of the listeners is tips on juggling study whilst, as you said, Matt, having, you know, that adult life of, you know, juggling family, work, mortgage, all of that.
Prioritise. I use a diary for everything. So I diarise when I'm working, when I'm studying, what I'm studying, when I'm walking the dog. Literally, I diarise everything so I know what I'm doing. And for me, being organised is the most important thing. Working those full-time hours as well. So once you've got that organised routine, it gives you less anxiety and less stress.
Yeah, I've done the same thing too.
Like so true, Megan.
Yeah. With my phone, I've started, yeah, everything goes into my phone. If it's not in my phone, it's probably not going to happen, or I'm not going to remember it.
Yeah, there's some weeks where you need to, well, I do have family, and sometimes you've got to be up at 4:30, don't get to bed until 11:30 or whatever at night, trying to get things in. But, yeah, but then there's other weeks that are a little bit slower. So, but you with children, you'll just have to structure your day so you know exactly what you're doing all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that's even just a key tip of success for any student, just prioritizing and especially having calendars and all of that type of stuff. So, and it's good to know that that translates into every aspect, really. So going from that as well, I mean, what's one thing that has surprised you from starting to study the degree? You know, I guess what's changed your perspective? Did you go into it thinking something and now you're in your third, fourth years and, you know, your mindset's completely shifted?
I didn't think it was going to be this hard. So for me, it was just like that moment where you're like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. How do people do this? just the juggle of everything. So that's what surprised me the most, is how hard uni is, because I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
I actually had the opposite. Look, don't get me wrong, the first 6 months and the first year was a major shock to the system. I was highly strung. I had to be perfect at everything. I expected so much from all the other students who were doing group assignments. Second, you know, I've learned a lot of self-reflection, and that was something I never used to do. But, and when we first heard about self-reflection, I thought, why do I have to do that? But now I do it all the time. And I just looked at my diaries a couple of weeks ago and thought, wow, how much I've learned in even 6 months. Mm-hmm. So could try, but now it's fine. I actually find it easier than I thought it was going to be.
That's fair enough. Now, Matt, going back to you.
Yeah, for me, just like back on that, I sort of agree with Carlene that I've sort of, uni to me was somewhere that, you know, crazy smart people went, something like I had never thought I was able to do. But even just starting to go through the e-modules, going through the introductory courses, like the information there, it's, I can understand it. I can, you know, digest it. I know what's there. So I'm sort of looking forward to getting into those modules. But going back to the question, so just having more life experience than some of the younger guys and girls in the classes, do you think that helps with studying and placements and being on road, if you have been out on road, that is?
Absolutely, 100%. As you get older, you learn how to speak to different people and what to speak to them about. So I'm out on road with my state ambulance service once a week, and I do think it plays a huge role in just being able to communicate to people effectively.
I would have to agree with Megan that communicating with people, that life experience is very beneficial. However, I have had to learn a new way of communicating in our state ambulance system, which is fine. I believe all ambulance systems are the same. It's a different culture to working on a job site. It's a different culture to the real estate industry. Learning that I have had to learn a different set of communication skills, and I'm still learning, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's one that sort of stood out that you had to learn that you weren't sort of prepared for or ready for, or that you didn't fully understand before going in?
I think I'm funny, but not everybody not everybody else gets my jokes. And I did make a joke with my mentor, and it was about her age, and I didn't mean it disrespectfully, but it did come across like that. So and I learned from that. I didn't know that was an issue, but you know, as long as you acknowledge, okay, well, I've learned from that, you reflect on it, and then you move forward, say 12 months, and you go, oh yeah, I can see where I went wrong there. Well, you know, that's fine. And I still make mistakes. But as long as you're always learning, you're always improving yourself, I think that's important.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a really good piece of advice. Like, how have you guys found, particularly Megan and Carlene, and, you know, looking on that as well, Matt, how have you guys found doing that self-reflection and, you know, having to possibly change some of your worldviews?
Oh, I'll throw that one to Carlene.
Okay. I've actually, at first, it was a massive wake-up call because you do, as you grow up, you do get set beliefs that you just grow up with. And maybe being a little bit older, you know, and I know some people in my age group are very set in their ways. So I have learned to let go of some. It's not so much your belief system. So you all have a basic belief system and value system. And I think anybody who gets into healthcare are decent human beings that want to help other people. Apart from uni telling you, you have to self-reflect, it actually opened my mind into, okay, well, every week we're thrown different situations and let's reflect on those situations, how we react, if we could have reacted better, if something went good, and just, yeah, just let go of your ego and learn from those 18-year-olds. Learn from the 93, you know, learn from everybody. Lots of different culture, everybody. Be open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, like my current job at the moment is I'm a rideshare driver. So that, for me, that suits around family and it'll work with uni at the moment. And the different people I see, different age groups, different nationalities, it's, and the conversations that I'm having with people has, you know, is amazing to hear what they've been through, what they're going through, you know, on a day-to-day basis. Like even today, like one of my passengers, he was run over by a car 8 months ago, and how he's dealing with the recovery process and stuff like that. Yeah, it's, you definitely need to just be quiet and listen, and you know, take in what the guys are saying. So,
yeah.
What about you, Megan?
Actually, you've been.
I sort of self-reflect on my communication as well. As an example, a few weeks ago, I was on road and went to someone who passed in their bed, unfortunately, and just communicating to the family about what's happening and where we go from here, like self-reflecting on that stuff, what you could do better the next time. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Throwing the ball back into your court, Matt, have you got anything else?
So strategies around studying and fitting that in, we talked about calendars and, you know, scheduling and stuff like that, but is there anything there that you guys are doing that you want to sort of share and, with everyone else?
I'm more old school, so I still handwrite all my notes. You'll find the young kids in the class will be type, type, typing away. But personally, I still learn more from the old pen and paper and handwriting everything. I think that it sort of sinks in that little bit more. So that would be my tip.
I agree with that, Megan, 100%. I handwrite, although I am starting to type things in. But also attending your simulations where you're doing the physical work. Volunteering with people, volunteering with first aid groups or something like that, or community groups. So you get that learning and put it into practice, and that will sink in more. I think you're lucky, Megan, because you spend one day a week on road.
Yeah, so I volunteer with my state ambulance service one day a week, and it is the best thing I could recommend to anyone.
Yes.
You can learn all this stuff in books, but until you put it in practice, like your heart attacks, your chest pains, your strokes, until you see those in person and how those symptoms, like you see them, it's completely different. So any students out there that has the opportunity to volunteer with their state ambulance service, 100% do it. It will make you a better paramedic in the end.
That's really good advice. Even towards that sort of study aspect, there's going to be an episode releasing, I think, prior to this. It'll be on the free RAD. So I did an episode with Aaron and we went through and talked about this, the evidence-based ways of studying. So it doesn't necessarily be, because everyone's different. You know, Carly might like handwriting and Megan might like it, but, you know, you might find 20 other people that don't. It's very individualized. And the things that we talk about in there are very much so. One, step one is find out what type of learner you are. Yes. That can take time. That takes experimenting, and you may be a combination of many different things, and that's okay. And then the second step of that is, you know, making sure you are actually engaging, you know, in your lectures, in your tutorials, having no distractions. So it is that age-old thing you hear, like don't have your phone on, all of that type of stuff. Just pay attention as well. You don't want to have to re-watch lectures and things like that. And then there's two other things that are something that a lot of students actually don't do. And one, spaced repetition. So actually reviewing your notes.
Yes.
You know, multiple times in a week or like, and then slowly petering that out through the semester. Mm-hmm. But continuous review over time. And then the other one is active recall. So actually engaging. So don't be a passive learner and just highlight the words. Actually test, because as you guys would know, going out on road, you're going to have to recall the information. You got to understand it's not a, I guess, something you just rote learn and leave behind after the exam. You actually have to understand it. So
yes,
everyone does it differently. Everyone's going to study differently. You might find that in the first year you do 20 different things and then stick to only three or four of them in the next years, and that's totally fine. And I think that's a big thing that no one really learns. You don't learn it through school, and then if you guys are coming back afterwards, you still don't know it. It's not really taught.
That's true.
Absolutely.
So did you guys have any questions for each other or anything you kind of wanted to give, maybe that just be tips or just share from your experience?
I would say you don't have to be perfect, Matt. When you do your group assignments, everybody works differently. I like to get everything done early and have everything prepared, ready to go and submit. Some students will wait until 11:50 before they're ready to submit their assignment. I can't deal with that.
It's me, anxiety.
Yeah, I just can't do it. But, you know, you will learn that everybody works differently. Mm-hmm. And group assignments, I actually love them now. My first one was absolutely terrible, and it was because I wanted everybody to do everything my way. And that's not how a group assignment works. Everybody will put their bit in at their time. So it's about nurturing each other. And if somebody's working too hard and they haven't got time, maybe message them and say, hey, do you need some help with something? Don't let it escalate. Mm-hmm. And you will enjoy group assignments after a while.
Don't be too hard on yourself the first semester. Just cruise along and just see how you go with everything. Because if, like, you put too much pressure on yourself, it's going to cause way too much stress and way too much anxiety. I also recommend joining some sort of study group, make some friends, and try and keep with that little group and study. From my personal experience, I find that my interactions with my study groups have made me a better student at the end of the day, because everyone's got a little different perspective. So I definitely recommend, finding some friends and joining a study group.
Perfect. Or join that's with study, but also enjoy the social life there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what your uni has, but they may have sport, they may have social events.
I don't know if I've got time for social.
Oh, you will. It's amazing what you can fit in.
I agree, in the sense of particularly for engaging with CPD events and things like that. Matt and I had a chat about this, and we talked about one of the CPD events, and he asked, can first years go? And I don't necessarily believe it's something that, I should be, 10 years in the job, or, a qualified paramedic or a final year student to go to these things. It's about really just getting out there, seeing what the profession's like. Because to be honest with you, those events are exciting. They give you something that you don't read in a textbook, and they kind of just fuel your passion. Makes you feel like you're out on road again.
What's that fire back in your belly?
Absolutely.
That's true. That is so true. And you learn something from every one of them, and you meet somebody from every one of them.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast. You can connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or you can email us at thestudentparamedicpodcast@gmail.com.